What is going on, everybody? This is the Extra Base without your host, Garrett Van Brocklin. It is TJ Guthrie, your favorite. So everything is still good. No worries. Garrett is in prison for kidnapping small children. No, that probably wasn't okay to say. But he is sick today, and we got to get you a show for Monday morning to listen to, so here I am. It's June 9th, 10 o'clock in the evening, and we are trying to get you a fantasy baseball championship all season long. We bring you these weekly episodes, so got to stick to it. Today we're going to talk MLB news, listener league recap, some things to know for week 11 and your week 11 preview, who you're streaming and whatnot. So without further ado, we'll do that. We're gonna get right into it with MLB news. All right, Plesac from my Cleveland Indians. Just following up from last week, he is good. Looked good against the Yankees this week. So I know Garrett picked him up and is now just stashing him and starting him when he's got good matchups. So, Zach Plesac, good job. You made it. You're probably going to be in that rotation for the time to come because Carlos Carrasco is stepping away due to some medical concerns. I would assume we won't see Carrasco the rest of the season. Hopefully we'll see him yet in our lifetime, but there is some cause for concern that he may never play baseball again. I don't know what's going on exactly, and as an Indians fan, I'll be following up on that, but that is a big bummer, and I hope everything gets better for you, Carlos Carrasco. I know that a lot of you drafted him early-ish, so it is a bummer. Speaking of people who are out for at least this season, Andrew McCutchen tore his ACL in a rundown. That is no good. What we're doing to replace him, though, you know what? There's a lot of outfield options out there right now. And the best one to me is Avisail Garcia. I think he is full-time replacement value there for Andrew McCutchen. He's available in many leagues, so go get him. And don't shy away from it. You've heard his name on here a lot, so go right after him. I really think you should. And the last couple things for MLB news, some pitchers that we've been waiting on. You probably drafted them. Craig Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel. Kimbrel signs with the Cubbies, and Keuchel's going to the Braves. So that's good news. Kimbrel can really help out the Cubs, and Keuchel, the Braves really, they have a good lineup. They just needed that pitching, and I think Dallas Keuchel will be good there. So obviously guys that are surprisingly well-owned, and they should be. So if they're available in your league, go pick them up right away. So moving on here, we're going to go into our listener league recap. Jared, as you know him from the Extra Point, defeated me 8-2 this week. Wow. You'll see the week that Jared had here when we go over the category leaders, but I had a pretty good week. And Jared went 8-2 against me. Absolutely annihilated me. He had a great week. Garrett defeated Robert 5-4. Mike defeated Ty 7-3. Ty's starting to slip down the standings a little bit here. Corbin back on track, defeating Bryce 8-1. And Jake defeated Jordan 5-4. So getting into the category leaders, Jake led the league with 55 runs. Jared was very shortly behind him, I think with 54. And Jared had 20 home runs, which is an insane amount. Jared had 53 RBIs. leads the league in those two categories, home runs and RBIs. I tied with Mike for 10 stolen bases. I'm back on top there. Jared had a 309 batting average. That is a very good batting average. His team absolutely shined. Jared, Robert, Garrett, and Mike all tied for 5 wins on the mound. Jared, Jordan, and Corbin all tied for 6 saves. Garrett and Mike each had 78 strikeouts. Jared had a 2.33 ERA and a 0.81 whip. So, as you can see, Jared's name is in 7 of the 10 categories. That is rough. That is really rough for me. So, never really stood a chance this week, and that's a bummer. But, Jared, the cellar dwellers, they are climbing up the rankings here very soon. So, let's jump into, as we're cruising along here, just one of me talking, so it's just so much easier to get things moving. We're going to jump right into our Week 11 10 Things to Know. Number one, Scott Kingery is 100% a guy that you need to pick up right now. Okay? So he is going to be in every single lineup with Andrew McCutchen out. Not necessarily somebody that you should start immediately. He is carrying a 322 batting average, and that's going to come down, but he does have the ability probably to hit 20 homers and 20 steals, so that is something to monitor. If he's available, which he should be, he's only owned in about 18% of leagues, go pick him up right now. John Duplantier. I'm going to say he is probably the top two-start pickup of the week. If you're in a week-long or a weekly lineup set, pick him up and start him twice. I'm not going to say he's a streamable guy if you're in a daily, but he is somebody that is going to have two starts this week, and it might be a little risky, but Philly Tuesday, Washington Friday, we'll see. But I'm going to say he is absolutely the number one two-start pickup of the week. Two Boston guys. Garrett's going to miss this, but two Boston guys to start this week. Jackie Bradley Jr., Mitch Moreland. Now, I'm going to say this. They're probably available, but their availability is a little limited. But you can get both of them at a discount 100%. All right, these guys, one, Moreland's just coming off the IL, and the Boston lineup has just been really good. They're very potent. They've got the Rangers and the Orioles this week. So take these two guys on the cheap. If you're in a fab league, go ahead and snag them. Don't spend a lot because nobody else is going for them, I promise. Howie Kendrick, we're going to talk about him. He's only 37% owned. Talked about him a lot so far lately, in the last month or so. But this guy's going to be an all-star this year. I know he's 36 years old, but I am going to lock him in as an all-star, 100%. So, guy's hitting 320, all right? And that is absolutely outstanding for a 36-year-old on a bad team. So, pick up Howie Kendrick, play him at least through the All-Star break. I think you can stash him all week long, or all month long, I should say, and then maybe even a little bit after the All-Star break. Fernando Tatis Jr. All right, guy's coming off a little bit of an injury here this last week, but he went right into leading off, and guy's hitting 304. Man, I don't know how this can stay, but I think you should sell high on Fernando Tatis Jr. right now. I don't see him hitting 300 this year, so I think he's going to slip after the All-Star break. Go ahead and get rid of Tatis for somebody really good while Tatis is still looking good. 100%. The next thing in the trade realm, Jose Ramirez. Okay, I get it. So many people are saying this is the norm for Jose Ramirez, but I just will not believe that. I refuse to believe that. So, I don't know. See if you can get Jose Ramirez. Buy low on him right now. He's hitting 204 with four bombs. But he also is on pace for 40 swipes of the bag. Let's go after him. I have him in my lineup, but if I didn't, I'd be making a low ball offer for him. I don't know, maybe Hunter Pence? Somebody riding the top of the rankings right now? Try and throw out Hunter Pence or Tommy La Stella if you've got him. And ask for Jose Ramirez in exchange. I think there's an argument there that you should get that to happen right now. Excuse me. Especially in dynasty formats or keeper leagues. Jose Ramirez is buyable right now at a low, low rate. Okay, Sonny Gray. This is a guy that's kind of drove me nuts a little bit in the streamer categories, but Sonny Gray is worth picking up right now if you need somebody to pitch. All right? I haven't liked Sonny that much, but he is a great weak contact-inducing pitcher. So you're going to have low batting averages against him and a better opportunity for him to get wins. But you've got to also kind of keep in mind that Great American Small Park is a little bit tough to pitch in. So he does have a K rate of 27%, and that is pretty outstanding considering. So just go ahead, pick up Sonny Gray, and stash him at the least. But I do think if your pitching is weak, he's a guy that you could plug and play every week in your lineup right now. Freddy Peralta, guy's back up. He's starting to get better here. And, you know, Peralta had a really good spring, and he had an 8.31 ERA in his first five starts. That's a bummer. But since then, Peralta's had a 2.01 ERA in 22 innings with 27 Ks and just three walks. And he's back in the rotation. So 100%. Look to play Freddy Peralta the rest of the season. I think he's going to have a great finish to the year. Do not worry about him. Next thing we need to talk about is we're at that point in the year where you're starting to wonder, what am I going to do with these guys that I'm not playing much? Get rid of them. 100%. All right? Since last All-Star break, Ozzie Albies is hitting just 244. That's not good. And he's still owned in 97% of leagues. Can him. Do not waste a roster spot on these guys that you're not playing anymore. Okay? You're wasting it, you're wasting it, you're wasting it. Get rid of them. 100%. Go after some flyers on the waiver wire or make some big trades. I don't care. Whatever you have to do to get somebody that you think you're actually going to start. Because I know that myself, I need to get going on this. Because I am so tired of seeing these guys on the bottom of my lineups and never using them on my bench. So I'm going to start cleaning house, and it's time to do so. All right, last thing here. 10th thing to know for week 11. And this is daily fantasy. We don't talk enough about it, all right? And I understand. But if you are saving up for one big event, then you want to look at Wednesday evening because the Padres travel to San Francisco for a two-game series. 100%. Look at guys. Joey Lucchesi, all right? That's somebody that you should be playing in that. But look at all these players. These are going to be bad pitching. There's going to be bad bullpens in here. Good hitting. But you also have an opportunity to get Lucchesi in here for a really good outing. He could go the distance here, which could really help you out. So just kind of think of that when you're kind of saving up your daily, your daily fantasy money. Go after that Wednesday evening game. All right. That's it for our things to know for week 11. Next thing we've got is our two-star pitcher rankings. This is going to hurt all by myself. I'm not loving it. Chris Sale is at the top of our list, going up against Texas and Baltimore. Texas hasn't been a slouch, and Mike Minor is the opponent, or opposing pitcher. But Chris Sale's looking better on the mound. Obviously, you're starting them both. Hyunjin Ryu, 9-1, 1.35 ERA. Insane. 100% insane. He's getting two dubs. Charlie Morton, 7-0, 2.3 ERA, going against Oakland and the Angels. Absolutely start. Masahiro Tanaka is only 3-5, but a 3.42 ERA, going against the Mets and the White Sox. I'm not worried about it. Start in both games. Trevor Bauer going up against Luis Castillo and Spencer Turnbull. I think that Bauer has looked bad enough to where some of you guys might be worrying, but he's still good. I mean, yes, he's 4-6 with a 4.03 ERA, but the Reds are terrible and the Tigers are terrible. You've got him for two starts and two wins this week. Mike Minor going up against Chris Sale on Monday and Rourke at Cincinnati on Saturday. I'm not in love with the Chris Sale matchup at Boston especially, but I think that Mike Minor is going to give you enough on Saturday that if you have to set it for the week, go ahead and start him. Yermán Márquez, Monday, Yu Darvish and the Cubs. And then Eric Lauer, Saturday, home against San Diego. I think that Márquez continues his wins category here. He's 6-3. I think he's going to end up 8-3 at the end of the week. Jose Quintana at Colorado on Tuesday. Sunday against Ryu. I'm not in love with either one of those. I'm saying don't start him. Joe Musgrove, Monday against Gossman. In the Braves, Saturday against Lopez in the Marlins. Musgrove's been a guy that we've said to stream before, and I do like the streaming ability there. Maybe the Saturday matchup, but I'm not in love with the Monday one. So if you're in a weekly set league, just kill it. Chris Archer going up against Fulte, the 1-5 Fultonavich, the 5.89 ERA. Spoiler, I am streaming him later in the week, but I'm going to say Chris Archer gets the dub there and on Sunday against Alcantara and the Marlins. So moving on to Fulte, Tuesday against Pittsburgh and Sunday against Philly, I am going to say no. Only because when I do say that Chris Archer is going to get the win, I do mean that, but also I don't. It's a toss-up game for me, and the Braves hit pretty well. So that's why I think that Fulte could get the win, but not with great stats. I don't want him this week as much as I keep thinking that I do. And I'm still saying we should stream him, and we'll talk about that later, but he's tough for me this week. Jason Vargas going up against Tanaka Monday, and then Hudson on Sunday at home against St. Louis. No. No, no, no. Here is one that is another one that's kind of tough for me. Spencer Turnbull, 3-5, 3.01 ERA, going up against Jake Junis at Kansas City, and then Sunday home against Bauer and the Indians. I'm going to say yes, only because I think Bauer may pitch 7 innings, 1 run given up, and the Indians probably, I don't even know if the Indians will score. I mean, they had a good weekend here, but I'm going to say Spencer Turnbull, yes, this week. Mike Leake, Tuesday at Minnesota, Sunday against Mengden and the Oakland Athletics at Oakland. No, I don't like either one. Anibal Sanchez, 1-6 at Chicago, home against Arizona on Sunday and Duplantier. I don't think you're going to get two wins. I think he could get a win on Monday, though, at Chicago, so that's something to keep in mind, but I don't have enough confidence in that matchup against Arizona, that's for sure. Martin Perez, 7-2, 3.72 ERA, Tuesday against Leake, Sunday against Junis. Yes. He's been a very big part of Minnesota's success right now, and ride him out. Kevin Gausman, Monday against Musgrove and the Pirates, and then Saturday, Aaron Nola with the Phillies. Not in love with that one either. However, I do like him Monday. I just don't think he's got what it takes to beat Aaron Nola at all. And I have been kind of a Kevin Gausman truther all season, and I'm starting to lose a little bit of faith here. Griffin Canning, Monday and Sunday, home against Ryu and the Dodgers on Monday, and then Sunday at Tampa Bay. Leave him alone. Yu Darvish, Monday against Marquez at Colorado, Saturday against Walker Buehler at the Dodgers. No thanks. Ariel Jurado, at Boston and at Cincinnati and Sonny Gray. I'm going to say no because I am going to stick to my Sonny Gray comments earlier. And I think Sonny Gray gets a win against Texas. John Means, dude pitches for Baltimore. Yes, he's 5-4 with a 2.67. No thanks playing Toronto and Boston this week. Jacob Junis, Tuesday against Turnbull and Sunday against Perez at Minnesota. No, I'm not interested in either one of those games. So moving on to Sandy Alcantara. Monday. No, St. Louis is competent enough to beat Miami, 100%. And then Chris Archer on Sunday in Pittsburgh, no. So not a cheap guy down there. Try to snake in for a couple wins. Jared Eichhoff, Monday home against Arizona, and then Sunday at Atlanta. No, I don't think so. Maybe gets the win at Atlanta just because it's Fulte on the mound, and I just don't know what you're going to see out of him. But I don't think so. Daniel Mengden at Tampa Bay and Charlie Morton, Monday. Nope. Mike Leake on Sunday. Yeah, maybe. But Seattle is... their offense is good enough to beat Daniel Mengden. It's just a matter of, is Mike Leake bad enough to lose it? Dakota Hudson, Tuesday at Miami, and then Sunday at the Mets. Yeah, I think so. I think I would say if you want a cheap one here, Dakota Hudson may come out of this week 2-0. He's 0-0 right now. I think he gets two wins. John Duplantier, all right, 1-0 with the 3.27 ERA, at Philly, at Washington. It's Jake Arrieta on Tuesday, and it's Anibal Sanchez on Sunday. He gets two dubs this week, all right? Trent Thornton for Toronto, 1-4 with 4.73, at Baltimore, but then at Houston, Tuesday and Sunday. It is only Wade Miley, but I do think Wade Miley gets the win here. Toronto, just not good enough, and Trent Thornton, definitely not good enough. But at Baltimore, probably gets the dub there. Taylor Clark, Monday against Eichhoff, and Saturday against Strasburg. I'm going to say do not stream him, 100%. Moving on to our hitting streamers. This list is very, very similar to last week, which kind of bugs me a little bit. But it is what it is, and I know we're kind of cruising along here, but I'm gonna rock this out. I'm gonna rock this out and get us over with in under an hour. Don't have Garrett, holding me down. So let's get right into our hitting streamers. We've got Hunter Pence, Garrett's boy. He's been real good lately. Monday through Thursday, he's at Boston though. I know that he's got a couple tough matchups there, but Boston's starting pitching, while getting better, is still not the starting pitching of last year. And, you know, I'm scrolling into his schedule against Boston this week. He's got Chris Sale on Monday and then David Price on Thursday. But Boston's probably going to go with a little bit of a bullpen day on Tuesday and Rick Porcello on Wednesday. So I'm kind of liking Hunter Pence this week in that matchup. Now, he does have Friday through Sunday at Cincinnati, so probably good to go there. Michael Chavis, Monday through Thursday, versus home against Texas, and Friday through Sunday at Baltimore. Loving him this week. I really am. And we already talked about Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mitch Moreland, so same schedules. Loving it a lot. Jared Dyson. All right. Here's a guy that has been on our list a couple times, sitting 262 on the year, getting a little bit better, and steals bags, so that's a good thing. But he's got good matchups Monday through Wednesday at Philly, and then Thursday through Sunday at Washington's kind of hit or miss. He is going to see Scherzer and Strasburg in those four games, so you'll have two games out of that. It'll be okay. Howie Kendrick, Monday and Tuesday at Chicago. Thursday through Sunday, home against Arizona. He's hitting .325 right now through 53 games, 154 at-bats. That is unreal for this senior citizen, Howie Kendrick. Looking at his matchups, though, this week, that's the one thing you got to monitor here. If you're in a daily set, you might be careful a little bit with Thursday's matchup against Greinke. Otherwise, good to go all week. We've talked about him a lot, so he's no stranger to this show. Avisail Garcia, I picked him up last week during the show. Monday through Wednesday, home against Oakland. Thursday through Sunday, home against the Angels. 100% top tier. Go after him. He's going to be good to go this week. The guy is hitting .296, and he seems to be just level there. He's got 11 bombs, 28 RBIs. Heck, he's even got 6 stolen bases. So, go ahead, start him all week. Brandon Lau, or Brandon Lowe, however you want to pronounce it. .281, been very consistent. 11 bombs, 38 RBIs, 29 runs scored. Monday through Wednesday, home against Oakland, and Thursday through Sunday, home against the Angels, like Garcia, obviously. So, 100%, start him up. All right, Hunter Renfro, Tuesday and Wednesday at San Francisco, Thursday through Sunday at Colorado. There's not going to be good pitching here. Go ahead, start Hunter Renfro. He's owned in our league. He's only hitting .249, but he's got 18 bombs. All right, that's a big deal to me. Doesn't score a lot outside of his home runs, but 18 bombs shows he's got the power potential. He's going to be a top 30 home run hitter. Go after Hunter Renfro this week, 100%. His availability, I believe, is still pretty good. Only owned in 58% of Yahoo leagues and 60% of ESPN leagues. 100% go after Hunter Renfro. Dansby Swanson. All right. This one is a little bit wild here. But I think he's going to have a good week. I definitely like his matchups. Home against Pittsburgh and Philly this week. Monday through Thursday for Pittsburgh. Friday through Sunday against Philly. The only real concerns there would be, I do like Chris Archer. Although he's not been good, I do think he's got good stuff. And he's got Nola on Saturday. But I definitely like his matchups pretty much everywhere else. Joe Musgrove might give him a little trouble. But Dansby Swanson should be pretty good this week. Shohei Ohtani, this one is 100% a big risk play here, okay? I'm not exactly sure how I feel about Shohei Ohtani because of his schedule. He does have Monday and Tuesday against the Dodgers and then Thursday through Sunday against Tampa Bay. But the guy's been pretty good this week. And that's what kind of gets me thinking that he should be played. He's not very well owned, and I don't really understand why. And looking up at his stats, I mean, I'm thinking that his ownership is based on basically just him being a hitter, but 53% owned in Yahoo. So looking at it, let's go ahead and say Shohei Ohtani, good to go. He went 3-for-5 on Saturday. He went 2-for-4 on Wednesday, 2-for-3 on Tuesday. I mean, he's got it going on. He hit 3 bombs this week, had 8 RBIs. I know it's going to be a tough matchup all week, but I think he's going to make do. So that's your hitting streamers, plus some guys that we talked about in the earlier segments. Go ahead, lock them in 100%. I love them. Well, only one thing left, our pitching streamers. And we're looking at it here, Monday. Okay, I know I'm a little bit crazy here. Anibal Sanchez, guy's been terrible, but he's at Chicago. I'm thinking this might be a good game for him, not necessarily get back on track, but to get a win, his second win of the year. Chicago has not been good. So Anibal Sanchez, going to have a good start. I'm calling it now. Whew. Daniel Ponce de Leon. That's a crazy one there. But 5.2 innings pitched this year. Not a lot of sample size, but 1.8 ERA with a 1.00 whip. 7 Ks in that 5 2/3 innings. And I don't know. I mean, Monday, I kind of like him Monday. That's a good matchup for him. I really do believe that. Miami is nothing. They are absolutely nothing. So what are we really worried about? Sandy Alcantara? Not so much. Let's go get him, Daniel Ponce de Leon. Love that name. Kevin Gausman. Home against Pittsburgh. I'm sticking to my guns here. I hate your 6.15 ERA and your 60 innings pitched, because by now you should have got it figured out. But for some reason, I just keep getting stuck on him. And Kevin Gausman is my least favorite out of these three, and that's why he's at the bottom of the list, but I'm going to say he's streamable on Monday. Okay? Please don't hold me to it. Because I know this is probably a bad call, but there's something about him makes me think he's going to be good, and I don't know why. Okay, so we've got Tuesday, and there's not a lot going on Tuesday. Spencer Turnbull at Kansas City is about the only one that I have for you. He's been okay. I mean, 3-5 is not great, but a 3.01 ERA in 72 in a third innings pitched with a whip of 1.28, 68 Ks, 27 walks. Kansas City's not good, guys. You know that. So let's go ahead and say Spencer Turnbull streamable on Tuesday. Wednesday, Ryan Yarbrough. Okay, he's 5-2. His ERA is terrible. His whip is good. Gets beat up a little bit on the mound. But what are we really all that concerned about with Oakland? They've been okay, but not great. Not Oakland of late last year. So let's just say Ryan Yarbrough, good streaming option. He's very well available. Don't worry about that. Only owned in 5% of leagues. So 100% take Ryan Yarbrough. Danny Duffy. This is a guy I definitely don't mention a lot. And there's a reason for it. But he is pitching against Detroit. He's been successful against Detroit in his career. So I'm going to say Danny Duffy is okay Wednesday at home against Detroit. Thursday, J-Hap. Not ever in love with this pick. But he's at Chicago. The White Sox, nonetheless. What are we concerned about there? Absolutely nothing. Yankees are good. They're playing well. J-Hap is going to give them an opportunity to get a win. and I think he's going to pick up the dub. It may not look pretty. So points leagues, you might err on the side of caution, but he should be okay in categories league. Julio Tehran, what are we looking at here? 3.03 ERA, 4-4. He hasn't been the guy that we've really come to expect that we hoped for preseason. But Thursday, I think he's going to have a good game. He is going up against Pittsburgh and Jordan Lyles. So, going to be kind of a prove-it game for him. But I think he comes out with the win 100%. Marcus Stroman. Yikes. This is a guy who's had a rough season. But it's not all his fault. He's got 82 and a third innings pitched. He's 3-8. But a 3.31 ERA and a 1.32 whip. Not a strikeout guy, but he's on a team that just doesn't help him at all. He's at Baltimore Thursday. I am never counting on Baltimore to win. I'm always counting on Baltimore to give somebody a streamable opportunity, and that's Marcus Stroman on Thursday. Moving on to Friday, okay? We've got it made for you this weekend. I promise. These are good streamers right here. Kyle Gibson, Friday, home against Kansas City. Brandon Woodruff at San Francisco on Friday. Trevor Richards, home against Pittsburgh. And Eduardo Rodriguez at Baltimore. Huh. Let's go back here. Those are good names that are available right now. All right, Kyle Gibson hasn't necessarily looked pretty, but he's averaging over a strikeout an inning. 4.14 ERA, not great. But he's 6-3 on a really good team right now. So Kansas City is not a team that you should fear. Kyle Gibson's going to be a good option. Brandon Woodruff. Okay. Milwaukee has been helping this guy out. He's just under a 4 ERA, but he's a strikeout guy. 90 Ks and 74 and two-third inning pitched, 20 walks, 8-1. Milwaukee seems to really help this guy out, and San Francisco will help him out even more. Trevor Richards. Oh, no, TJ's putting a Miami guy out there. Yeah, I get it. But Trevor Richards is actually a little bit of a bright spot in that dull lineup that they have. He's 3-6. With a 3.31 ERA and a 1.19 whip, 73 innings pitched and 68 Ks. So the walks do hurt. So point, 33 walks there. That kind of worries me a little bit, but not too bad. I just think that Trevor Richards is a better pitcher than what his stats sometimes show in the win-loss category. And Pittsburgh isn't definitely concerning to me. They are good right now, but they're not great. And E-Rod, we've talked about him a number of times, and he's at Baltimore. That's a no-brainer. E-Rod has been pretty good. His ERA is not great. He's a strikeout guy, though, in a 6-3 record. Baltimore not worried at all. Saturday, we got Joe Musgrove at Miami. I'm good with it. Zach Davies at San Francisco. I'm good with that. CC Sabathia, very well available. Pitches pretty well, honestly, for his age. And he's going up against White Sox. Again, not a team to be worried about. And Framber Valdez. Okay, this guy's got 33 innings pitched for Houston. He's got a 2.73 ERA so far this year. It's 2-2, 28 Ks. The 1.12 whip. I don't know. Toronto doesn't scare me at all. So I'm saying Framber Valdez, not only is he a guy to stream, but he's a guy to watch rest of season. Sunday, Chris Archer at Miami. He is 3-5. He does have a 5.20 ERA, but I'm not concerned there at all. Pittsburgh should be able to beat Miami on Sunday with Chris Archer on the mound. But Miami tends to surprise me in these streamer picks sometimes. So, Wade Miley, we've talked about him a few times. He's been pretty good. He's been just that constant in that rotation. That he's obviously not Justin Verlander, but he's getting the job done. 3.39 ERA with a 1.14 WHIP. He's 5-3, 60 Ks in his 74 innings pitched. So look for Wade Miley to beat Toronto on Sunday. Martin Perez, this is a guy we talked about a lot too. He's 7-2. He's got 60 Ks in 65 innings pitched with a 3.72 ERA and a 1.42 WHIP. But he's home against Kansas City, and he's on a good team. He's going to be good. Don't worry about it. Stream him on Sunday. Okay. Got my breath back. That's it. I knocked this out. I cut 20 minutes off of this thing. Just for you guys. Now, listen to some music on your drive home. I don't care. Just do what makes you happy. We're back at you again next week. We're always here for you on Twitter at _TheExtraBase. And just, you know, tweet at us, DM us, whatever. We'll help you out with whatever you need. Garrett's available. I'm available. We're working days. We might start bringing you some episodes during the week. I don't know. We're coaching baseball, you know, 6 days a week. So that might stump us a little bit, but just hit us up with anything. We'll help you out. Life advice, anything. We got you. Don't forget to also check out The Extra Point. Jared and I are going to be doing shows a lot more frequently now because we are getting closer and closer to football season. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you have a great week. Peace out.